USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The storm, Florida's deadliest since 1935, has been linked to the deaths of at least 119 people in the state, many of them older residents who lived near the coast. A 57-year-old woman in the Sarasota area developed hypothermia and died after her roof caved in and she became stuck in floodwaters. A 96-year-old man drowned after he got trapped under a parked car in Charlotte County. In Fort Myers Beach, the body of an 85-year-old woman was found in a tree several days after the storm. The storm was blamed by state and county officials for at least 119 deaths, more than any other hurricane had caused in Florida since 1935. Officials in North Carolina linked four deaths there to the storm as well. Abortion rights supporters won two temporary victories on Friday when judges in Ohio and Arizona suspended state laws banning the procedures. In Ohio, a county judge indefinitely suspended a state law prohibiting most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. A few hours later, an appeals court in Arizona temporarily blocked its pre-statehood law banning the procedure. The decisions marked progress for abortion advocates who have been fighting to restore access to the procedure in states that ban it. Former U.N. ambassador slams the president.
Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, has weighed in on President Joe Biden's Armageddon warning on Russian President Vladimir Putin's threats to use nuclear weapons.
Every time he speaks, it's just unproductive because on one side, you're putting fear in Americans, which is not helpful. On the other side, if he knows Putin so well, he would know he should not be saying this is Armageddon because Putin is hearing that. When President Trump was in office, you didn't see these dictators doing this because there wasn't the weakness that we're seeing today.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Florida's governor saying power has been restored to all areas that have the structural integrity to handle it. Governor Ron DeSantis Saturday morning saying there are many areas of the state needing major reconstruction to both private homes and the infrastructure itself.
You have Sanibel, which is going to require a lot of TLC. You are now having some restorations on Pine Island. There's more that needs to be done. There was some damage to the infrastructure there. And then, of course, Fort Myers Beach.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said that he was open to another run for the White House in 2024. The brash-talking Garden State Paul floated the idea during an appearance on Real Time with Bill Maher, which aired Friday in response to an audience question on the subject. Sure, he said. Christie ran for president in 2016 along with 16 other major contenders, all of whom were defeated by Donald Trump. Though he later became a close ally of Trump, Christie distanced himself after the January 6th Capitol riot. In SEC football action Saturday, here's the call by Neil Price from Learfield as Jaden Wally makes the 5-yard reception for a touchdown.
Rodgers gets the snap, steps up into the pocket, now it collapses, scrambles off to the left, throws back left to the end zone, deflected and caught by Wally, 4-6, touchdown, Mississippi State.
This gave number 23, Mississippi State, a 14-0 lead over Arkansas. State beat Arkansas 40-17 in Starkville, Mississippi. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.